there was a Shaila asked whether people should get married during the Shoah. Shaila asked to Rabbanim. And a psak was given that people should not get married. And the reason being, more than just, the reason being that any pregnant woman was immediately taken away and killed. It was against the law, it was the Nuremberg laws, for a Jewish woman to get pregnant. And it's very hard to hide being pregnant, and therefore it was mamash pikuach nefesh. So by getting married and having children, people were mamash putting their lives at danger. In addition, there was a whole big shaila about having marital relations during a time that's like a famine or whatever the world is bitsar, especially you're in the midst of that world, that was also a shaila. And also, since there were many shailas that came up of people, men taken away, and then the shailas of agunas, and shailas also of that they didn't allow mikvos, and they the women who were forced to the Germans of znus, and situations where people couldn't stand the nisayon. It was much better to have unmarried women doing things that were not proper than married women. So for all those reasons, they said that it would be better not to be marich chuppah and kedushin during the Holocaust. Now, that seems on the surface to contradict a medrash. The medrash says that during the Shibud Mitzrayim, Amram, who was the god of Ador, separated from his wife, the same idea. Why should we have children when the children are going to be killed? Right? And it was against the law. You know, it was against the law, I guess, to have children, but if you had a male child, it was going to be killed. So Miriam told her father, you're worse than Paro. Paro, right, only goes around the Zecharim, and it's only a suffix whether he'll be successful or not. You are definitely making it, there shouldn't be any more Jewish children. So you're worse than him. Here, I could see that there were other considerations. By Paro, a pregnant woman wasn't killed. Here, it's mamash sakonis nefashis for a woman to get married and to get pregnant. And to get married and not to get pregnant was too much of a nisayin also. So, and the other cheshbonos also didn't apply in Mitzrayim. Okay? But I was thinking, even, let's say they would have. It's different over there. Because there the Medrash says that Miriam also said she had a nevuah that her father was going to have the Goel Yisrael. It's mashma that if it would just been her taina that you're worse than Paro, that wouldn't have held water. It had to go together with her nevuah that she knew that her father was going to be molded the Goel Yisrael. And therefore, because she had that nevuah, therefore what she said to her father held water. But otherwise, it's mashma that without those two things together, her father wouldn't listen to her. It was only because both of those things. And in fact, afterwards, when Moshe was put into the water, and it looked like that was the end, so Amram said to her, "Where's your nevuah?" In other words, you were wrong in the end. In the end, she was vindicated. But it's mashma that made a difference whether the nevuah was a nevuah or not. It wasn't just merely that you're worse than Paro. That there are situations where gzeiras are made, and it's not good to go against Xavier. It's good to save your life and to not to get into worse situations, even if it means that you're complying with Xavier and making it worse than what the Xavier was. Because there, they may not catch every pregnant woman or whatever, so some children will be born. But Lamaisa, to put women into danger, and put all these things that we mentioned, Mestama, they were a thick cheshbon. Yeah.
Is Rosh saying then that the halacha would be one thing for Ashes Amram?
No, because we know that all the other people followed suit. But yeah, since Miriam had this nevuah, it showed that for whatever reason they shouldn't comply with this gzeira, not just her father. So maybe everybody learned from that. Had she not had that nevuah, then there wouldn't have been any thrust to say that in this situation you shouldn't comply with the gzeira. That's what I'm saying. It's not 100% clear to me. But again, here there was many other cheshbonos too that didn't exist over there. There it was only the matter of if you have kids, the males are going to be killed, but the females aren't going to be killed. Right? They were going to be taken by the midstream or whatever. So I guess there the cheshbon may have been a little bit different.
The Yeah. But the Nuremberg laws were there for a long time, like it was 1933 or so, right?
Right, but in the beginning they didn't really take them seriously because they didn't realize what was, but afterwards I guess it got much more serious and they began to enforce them, you know, with terror. Then it became more obvious. I don't know if this was a psak klali. It was a psak that Rav Aronson brings, that they specifically, the rabbonim that he was involved with, who had asked this shaila, gave this psak. There were definitely marriages made during the Holocaust. People got married, you know, if they could.
Right.
So this was a specific psak in a specific place that was asked, and I don't know if it was not a psak from Gedolei Yisrael, you know, if it applied to everybody or whatever. Those kind of psakim didn't come out bechlal during the Holocaust.
What's the connection between this people in Mitzrayim? These people were born into slavery, lived their whole life in slavery, their parents and grandparents were slaves. Here in the Holocaust, all of them were free 5 or 10 years ago, and they were anticipating some kind of freedom or liberty. They had a hard time believing until 1944 that what was going on. So, I guess if these
people
would have had children that were born into slavery and concentration camps, then it would have been different. Here, even the Rabbanim, Kavokong, the people, were feeling, we don't know what's going to be tomorrow. So even if they were telling them, don't get married, it wasn't forever. It was, for now, come back and ask in 6 months from now. Shibum Mitzrayim wasn't the 6 months.
Yeah, but Shibum Mitzrayim was even, but from even in your Svara, Shibum Mitzrayim was different the other way. They knew there was going to be an end at some point. Right? And they also hoping, they weren't born into a gzera of Paro killing little children. That was something that only happened at a short period, and it only lasted for a short period. So it wasn't too different than the situation of the Holocaust. Okay, just an interesting he'orah.